On this episode of the Coaster Life Podcast, we are sitting down with the Snoopy Man himself, Coaster Guy 95. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things, from controversial opinions to just life in general. So stick around and enjoy this episode of the Coaster Life Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Coaster Life Podcast. I know it's been a while since we've had an episode, but we are back. We are back with a brand new conversation with a coaster enthusiast that we're going to be learning much more about today. And today that is with our special guest, Coaster Guy 95, aka Dom. Dom, how are you doing?
Very good. Very tired from school, but I graduated from high school in a little under a month now, so I am holding out for just one more month, man. And then the day after, I'm going to take like a full day of sleep and just like sleep through the entire day and then wake up the next day, like open the curtains and just be like, ah.
So I know there's some news regarding what's after high school that we'll be talking about a bit later on this episode of the podcast, but first I want to introduce you. So to anyone listening or watching this episode of the Coaster Life Podcast, who are you, Dom? Who are you as Coaster Guy 95?
Well, Coaster Guy 95 is Coaster Guy 95, but I like roller coasters a whole lot, and I go off on rambles, tangents, epic yap battles of history with them. I just really like roller coasters, man. I mean, I got wheels from them right here. Hang on, wait, let me grab it, because it's all the way over on my desk. But I have a wheel, oh my god, stuck to my desk. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, wait, let me see. Okay, I didn't get the grease on my hands. This is from Dragon Coaster at Ride Playland. This is a completely steel wheel that runs on the Morgan trains, and it still has the ball bearings in it right there, so you could see, like, you could kind of hear them sliding around. And I don't think I have grease on my hands. Oh, my God.
So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you you're a coaster guy, I don't know what will.
I don't think anything else can. I think once people realize, oh my god, he has a wheel from a roller coaster, I think they start to realize maybe I'm a little too far gone. And I just got grease all over my hands. Because I still got the wheel on my hands. It has grease all over it. Oh my god.
Awesome. So I guess the next thing is, what kind of content do you produce on YouTube and Instagram where you can be found?
Okay, so it's currently, oh wait, I'm trying not to crush my hand while I put the wheel back, sorry about that, but my hand, you can see all the grease on it now from it, but what is it, it's currently vlogs and just like somewhat random videos, like from, let me grab something and wipe my hands, like just sometimes I'll just randomly upload, like Tuesday I randomly upload like a video of a bunch of SNS coaster promos that were thought to be like genuine lost media. And then there we go. We found them on a Facebook account just out of nowhere. So that was pretty neat. I'm just going to say my upload schedule is highly inconsistent. So it's more of a wait and see what you get type of thing. It's like when you buy one of those cereal boxes that has like a prize inside of it, but you don't know what you're going to get and you don't know if it's going to, you don't know what you're going to get.
What do they say on, like, with those commercials? Like, many will enter, few will win.
Yes. Yes. That's, like, the best way that I could sum up my channel. Wait around and see what you get, because when I do upload, I put all my heart and soul into it. I stayed up until 4 in the morning on Christmas Day to edit my top 10 video that is now pretty much completely outdated. Because, like, at least 5 coasters have shifted rankings in that entire list from December to April.
Every year I'm trying to like redo my top 10. I only have one on the channel from like right when it started, and then I yet to make a new one. It will happen. It's just in the distant future.
I know a video that you need to make happen.
Oh boy.
The Golden Kingdom.
Stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Sean, you've been saying that since 2022.
I've been saying that since 2020 or 2018, whatever.
Whenever
Brief History of Mr. Six came out.
I learned of it from, what is it? Throwathon, because we were waiting in line for King Dekat, and it broke down. I remember that. We were all waiting in line for it. And, what is it? Michael was like, oh yeah, Sean, you still have to post a history of the Golden Kingdom. Boy, did that age well.
Oh, it's been, that joke has been part of my channel for as long as I can remember, and it's one I'm one day going to get rid of, but that's all I'm going to say. But first thing I do want to mention quickly before we get into the discussion, that obviously there was a bit of a break within the podcast, so we took the last episode off, so that was supposed to come out, I believe, in like end of March area. It was actually during my college spring break, and I was planning an episode then, but I just lost track of the time. Time got busy for me during that break, and honestly, I think I needed the vacation just from college. So didn't do an episode, but should hopefully be back on track now with the Coaster Life podcast once again every other week. I know that's something like, as creators, we've sometimes feel burnout. I feel like me personally, I sometimes have those stages of when I'm like really in hyperdrive and then you're like, oh, now I'm tired.
I absolutely feel that because the last vlog that I posted, I think was November of 2022 or somewhere around there, I think, because that was when I did Fun Spot Orlando. That was literally the next park after I hit 100 credits, because I was on Sky Rush. And I remember I was in Florida, and it wasn't like a coaster trip at all. And I was like bargaining with my parents the entire time we were there. Like, listen, it's like 10 minutes from the airport. Can we just go for like a few hours? I know someone who's going today. It's his birthday. I kind of want to surprise him out of nowhere. And yay. That was the last vlog that I posted. I think it's less than 10 minutes long for what they were. They were good for the time period, but I could definitely improve them if I go back and re-edit them, which I'm not going to do for legacy's sake. But for the good, probably like the Hershey Park Dark Knights vlog, which was when I hit 100 on Sky Rush with Coaster Brothers, with Aiden and his brother. And that was about like 20, 30 minutes long or so. And then you have the bad, which was the Fun Spot one, which was under 10 minutes, because I want most of my videos to be at least above like the 10-minute mark. And then you have the ugly of the Six Flags Great Adventure Thrillathon 2022 vlog that was, I think I have this still memorized off the top of my head, like an hour and 53 minutes and like somewhere around like 36 seconds, which is insane. And some of it was like filmed vertically, and I forgot to rotate it to be just like regular 16:9 aspect ratio. And so I didn't know that you could do that in like just the standard iPhone app. So I looked up like how to rotate video online and stuff, because this was like the one I was learning to use like editing softwares. But oh my god, that video was so long. I still can't believe it took me a full day to edit that video, and it took 6.5 hours for it to export.
Oh my god.
My computer is a piece of crap. We'll just leave it at that, because it can't even run Team Fortress 2, a game that came out in 2007.
I know, like, some videos I've made in the past, what I've done is, like, I'll do editing at night and stuff, and I'll click export, go to bed, and then I wake up, and it's either done, or sometimes it's still been exporting. I just like keep my laptop open all night. That hasn't happened in a while. That was like when I think when I made my like East Coaster vlog from last year, which That was a long one. One of the Thorathons, I think, too, is also a really long one. I kept my laptop open. And I think as a creator, myself and you included, you definitely see that growth over time as you make more and more. It's an inevitable part of the process, I think. And as much as you're like, oh my God, I hit my stride right now. I know, like, me personally, I'm always trying to think of the next thing. Like, oh, maybe I should include this or add this. What do you think when it comes to making videos or other piece of content that you're looking at now that you didn't necessarily look at before? I know you're mentioning things like rotating the videos and...
Yeah, that was one of the funniest things. Yeah, like editing, I've gotten more in line with my stride because I use a... What is it? Shotcut, I'm pretty sure, which is a great free editing thing. Like free editor program. It's really good. It's completely free and it's really useful. Like it has great effects and stuff. No purchases at all. So and I'm not sponsored by them. I gotta say that. Honestly, it is such a great tool to get into using like a professional editor because personally, I think Adobe is the scum of the earth and I'm never gonna pay like $500 a year or I don't even know if it's like a month. To just use Premiere Pro, which would probably crash my computer. And it's so, so confusing. Like, using Illustrator, Photoshop, they're just both so infuriating that I don't even want to touch it. It's just so simple to use Shotcut. It's like that, pick up and play. Vlogging, I just don't find the enjoyment in it that I used to. Because when you're vlogging at a park, like, your focus, along with riding the rides, is... Okay, gotta whip out my phone and be like, yo, what's up, guys? Something like that, like, just instantly, like, right after. And it just doesn't make it that enjoyable because you constantly have to... Because with coaster vlogs, you have to film off-ride. You have to film your reactions and stuff. You have to film, like, intros, outros. You have to film so much stuff. Man, I just want to enjoy my day at the park. Like, I feel like it's just detracting from my enjoyment of the park itself. Like, Dorney Park, when I went, because I was going to go with, what's his name on Instagram now? Comet Coasters IG, Jukebox Thrills, JD. I was going to go with him, but his Buick blew a brake line the day before, because I forgot the entire story, but he blew a brake line, and I was like, nah, I'll just go myself, because we were going to go on a Saturday, but it was raining, and I was like, oh, Possessed might not be open, because I was really hyped up for Possessed. Spoiler, it's garbage. Literal 2 out of 10 ride. But I remember doing Dorney, and because I was alone, and I felt like vlogging just detracted so much from that day. Like, Dorney was... It was not good, along with having horrible operations like 8-minute dispatches on Hydra, the rides just not being that remarkable. Like, Hydra is goofy and funny. Like, haha, it's goofy, it's funny. But besides from the JoJo roll, it's just completely forceless. Talon is the worst invert that I've ridden, and that includes Riddler Revenge at... Six Flags New England, because yes, that's a better ride, because it actually has forces, unlike Talon, which has the worst zero-G roll in the world besides Thunderbolt at Luna Park, because it's like this, it was like this weird era of B&M where they were like transitioning from being like having super whippy elements, like from their Bat clones and stuff, and like Raptor and stuff, to being like more graceful and floaty, like Banshee and stuff. So it's just like this weird, like, no whip, no float roll thing, and it's just like, what? Steel Force I liked, but I remember...
I was gonna say, I'm hoping you like Steel Force.
I have to think, what's my top three coasters in the park would be Steel Force, Hydra, Thunderhawk.
Thunderhawk? Celebrating its 100th birthday this year.
I'm dying on that hill because it has the funniest pops of ejector up front. Like, you don't know it's coming at all. And then, like that, like
which hill? Just, before the first turnaround or the second turnaround?
Going up into the first turnaround. Going up into all the turnarounds
are the ejector pops, because it's like, it comes out of nowhere, because in the back row, it has absolutely zero airtime.
And I remember when the ride was rougher. I was, this is probably 10 years ago now. I was on Thunderhawk, first ever ride in the front row. And my seatbelt purposely was a little bit looser. And I just shot up once I hit that top of that hill at the first turn around.
That's when it had buzz bars, I'm assuming, right?
I don't remember, actually. Any Dorney fans, either 13 or 14, did Thunderhawk have buzz bars yet?
I think that's when it still had buzz bars, because now it has the individual ratcheting bars. I just remember walking away, like, so genuinely, like, dissatisfied that day, in combination with just Dorney not being good. Because it was just not a good experience. And vlogging, because I felt like I was focusing more on vlogging than trying to make the best out of my day. It really, like, made me think, like, hey, maybe vlogging isn't the way. Because
it's definitely a challenge at times from what I've experienced. What I've kind of come to terms with now is I don't need to do it every park visit. So, like, I enjoy vlogging personally, but it's not for everyone, and I completely understand that. It's very interesting to do in public, but I'll purposely schedule days where I'm like, I'm not doing anything, I'm hanging out with friends. And sometimes those days are the best days of the year at parks.
Absolutely.
Where you actually, like, get to have fun.
Like, I get that completely too, because I feel like also it's like with the coaster community and coaster community of YouTube, it's just like everyone's always producing more and more stuff. So either you gotta be unique or you gotta be funny, which is the second one's a very hard thing for enthusiasts to do. I've noticed that a lot, but some people are better than others in that category. Like, I gotta think. There's a British YouTuber. What's his name? Heartline Drop, that actually, like, made me burst out laughing watching the flying coaster video that I made. Like, so I've been trying to tie in more, like, humor, because one of my favorite YouTubers for a while was Scott the Waz, until he's recently not become, like, not very funny to me, but, like, I love, like, his sort of, like, style of videos where it's, like, sort of like a Bill Nye sort of thing, like tying it all back together, but with, like, more upgraded humor. So I'd like to do that with more videos, like, in the future, because I want to start shifting myself away from vlogging, as I've said. But if I make new videos, I want them to be sort of like Scott the Waz, but roller coasters kind of thing. Like, those style of his videos, like, just, like, sort of jump cuts and stuff. Like, you kind of get what I mean.
Yeah,
if you don't get what I mean, go watch one of the old Scott the Waz videos.
I hope Iron Menace improves your experience at Dorney Park. Hopefully, it'll bring you back.
I love inclined loops with all my heart. Oh my god, like, I love green. I know this is probably the most controversial take that I have out of all my takes, because some of my takes are a bit spicy, but probably the most controversial one is that Green Lantern is better than Kumba and Montu. It is an unreal experience from start to finish, has some of the greatest forces of any ride. Like, the rides that I like just have to be, like, completely never letting up in Sandy. And I love, like, the forces of just, like, my legs feel like they're gonna explode. Because it's just, like, that relentless intensity that I love in rides. Like, I just want something that never lets up. Like, Phoenix, I don't like quick pops of ejector. So this is another spicy take. I like El Toro more up front, because you charge over the hills and you just get completely shot out of your seat at the top. Like, Phoenix is just pop, 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 pop. And that's, like, one of the only coasters that I prefer to a lot of stuff that has more sustained airtime, because El Toro definitely has more sustained ejector, but Phoenix just is so potent without the restraint. You're just, like, catapulted up like that. Something like Green Lantern, where it never lets up with the intensity, like I-305 and Skyrush, are just completely insane rides that just test your abilities as, like, an enthusiast and as a person. It's just, like, it never lets up. And that's why I like it more than Kumba and Montu and a bunch of other stuff that I rattled off in that list. I have a really high G tolerance for, I know, so it's varied with most people. Like, some people have a higher G tolerance, some people have a lower G tolerance, and I get that, but I didn't lose any vision on I-305. I didn't lose any on Skyrush.
Would you say that's something that you almost seek out now as a coaster enthusiast? Like, those rides that are, like, rip your face off, wanting you to gray out or kill you or something like that?
If I-305 won't make me lose any vision, I'm convinced nothing will. Because I-305 is just that intense. Like, if you can not lose your vision during that, you deserve, like, a war medal. So, it's just, like, that pure insanity feeling of just being on the literal edge. Because also the snaps on I-305 giving you, like, ejector while just rotating from one side like that and just popping out is the greatest feeling on a roller coaster. Just, like, complete insane speed and just zipping through the turns and then just violently doing that and getting ejector airtime at the same time is just insane. I haven't ridden in 2 years, man.
Yeah, now it's called P305.
Yeah, Project 305. I mean, I got Project 305. I-305 shirt on now, hey, which
that's a pretty rare merch.
Even though it says first rider, I was definitely not tall enough in 2010. I was 4.
So with that, I kind of want to transition towards kind of your early stages of when you first start to become a coaster enthusiast. Now, was there anything you did as part of your family or with your family that you say would have made you into the coaster enthusiast you were today? Or would you say it was like an organic growth just from you alone?
I remember this. I was afraid of coasters because my anxiety is really bad. Still, it's really bad. Not with coasters anymore. But I had really, really bad anxiety. I think it's, on a more personal note, attributed to a weird thing like my ADHD medicine. Like, I think I scare myself out of it because of how, like, I'm not fully, like, my medicine for the day has gone, like, it's completely pretty much out of my system by now. Like, I'll just be really quiet during, like, school hours. And then when I get home, I'm, like, usually, like I never shut up. So I think it attributed that, like, it just made me more anxious, because in addition to, like, making me completely quiet and stuff, I also completely lose my appetite from it. So I can go, like, entire days without, eating lunch and just not eat until, like, 7 o'clock, and then I'll be hungry at night. Wow. Like, maybe I should eat now. So again, tying back to my school, it was 2021. It was our Six Flags trip. I remember half the school couldn't go because an AP was on the same day.
Really? They scheduled the AP exam the same day as the Six Flags trip?
It was a complete accident, and everyone forgot until they realized. So I remember going, and I did nothing all day. I sat off all the rides. I didn't even do, like, the kiddie coaster. I didn't even do Mine Train. I didn't do anything because I was just terrified of just everything. And then they were like, nah, like, because I was with a group of people. So shout out to, if you guys see this, Anthony, Christian, and Aiden. Mm-hmm. But I remember they were like, nah, you just gotta do Batman. And I remember it was, oh my god, it was, I don't know the train number, but it was front row and inside left seat, so you have outside right, inside left, outside left. It was the inside left. I remember it was the front row, and I was sobbing going up the lift hill. And I just did it with my eyes closed. And then we pulled back into the station. I'm like, that wasn't so bad. Can we do it again? And then we did it again. I did it with my eyes open. And that was, A, my first B&M, but B, that ride really, really started to grow, like, into what it's become now. if you told me in 2021, like early 2021, that I would end up liking roller coasters like this, I probably would have laughed and then been like, are you serious? Because I frankly would not have believed that at all. But lo and behold, here we are. I remember also, because after that visit to Six Flags, like, I got over my fear, but I wasn't, like, fully enthusiast yet. And I remember, oh my god, it was in, like, February of 2022. I just start, like, I got an Airtime Thrills video recommended, and one thing led to another and to another. And then, so the laptop that I have right now, because my parents got themselves a new laptop, it was just, like, a shared family laptop. And my mother always made the fatal flaw of never closing tabs. So it was wide open to Busch Gardens Williamsburg. And I was like, hey, isn't there another park in the area? Because I remember when I was younger, me, my dad, and my grandpa went to, Richmond Raceway. And we passed by, King's Dominion on the way. And I was like, hey, can we go to King's Dominion? My parents were like, yeah, let's go. And one thing led to another. And safe to say, if I didn't go to King's Dominion, that I would have never found out that I love I-305 so much.
I remember when I first told my mom, like, about I-305. I'm like, yeah, this one turn at the bottom is known for making people gray out. And I had to explain graying out to her. She's like, you want that? The answer is yes. Now, I have a quick question. You said you became an enthusiast after riding Batman the Ride in 2021, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, had you been on the Adventureland coasters before that, or were you scared at that point?
Yeah, I've been on Turbulence because it was the same thing with Turbulence. Like, I was afraid of it for the longest time. And funny story, I got denied from Hurricane on the final day of its operation.
Oh.
So I just barely missed that.
Dang.
I think that one might have been for the better because that one drop where it was like the dive loop thing.
That was my favorite part. It was intense. That dive down and then the pull up. Some people thought that like that was an inversion. People still honestly think Turbulence has that inversion too of like the half up, and I don't understand that at all.
The Turbulence, the overbank right after the drop.
Yeah.
That is not an inversion.
I've heard people call that an inversion. I'm like, what?
Absolutely not. Like, the bank angle for inversions, I think that RCDB uses is 135 degrees. So that's like the cutoff.
I'll say this. Turbulence is a much better fit than Hurricane ever was, in my opinion. But, Hurricane was intense, especially if you did that element in the back row. I remember you got whipped.
Turbulence also is just amazing. Like, it honestly, it's the best spinner that I've been on because I've done a few spinning wild mice. I did Pandemonium at Six Flags New England last Saturday. I did Shredder, which doesn't spin, which is very weird. I've done like Laugh Track. Oh my god, I have to keep thinking. I've done both the Primeval Worlds.
Have you done Cosmic Rewind yet or no?
No.
Spinning coaster, but other than that, I think
last time I was at Disney was oh my god, April of 2021. I think all that I did that day was Test Track, which is my favorite dark ride, like, just period, because it's just, like, the speed of just, like, bursting through the doors, like, bam, you're into the sun, and you just keep gaining speed, like, you shoot off like a rocket. It is so much fun. I think we did this Seas 2, had to do a ride on the funny plant boat ride, Living with the Land, my goat, Soarin', maybe Spaceship Earth, and then the Mexico Pavilion ride, Frozen, and then just did all the rest of the World Showcase and stuff. I don't even think Ratatouille was open by then. And this was still when it was like Wall City. like with Epcot, like
it's Stonewall City kind of even now, where they're finishing that, like, I guess Mickey and Friends building.
I mean, I just haven't been back because personally, I'm not a Disney person. I'm not huge into Disney like other people are. Like, I like it, but not really my thing, because I feel like they can't perfectly blend like thrilling attractions with like theming like Universal does, which last time I was at Universal was 2014, and my dad got both the Dueling Dragon credits.
Oh, I did not get Dueling Dragons.
My dad has a lot of weird and obscure ones, so he has
Oh yeah, I'm curious about this.
He's got most of the defunct coasters at Great Adventure, so he's got Ultra Twister, Viper, Rolling Thunder, stuff like that. What is it?
He's Did he got ride Lightning?
Shockwave at Great Adventure. Two of the weirder ones, the Dania Beach Hurricane and Thunder Eagle, got both of the Coaster Works Incorporated wooden coasters, which is a unbelievable flex.
Your dad has a hell of a defunct credit list, though.
He's got an insane count of it.
So actually, I do want to go back now to an interesting moment, and that is actually when we first met.
Oh my god!
So this is an interesting one. I'm not sure if the story is on my YouTube channel. It was kind of like this random encounter, honestly.
I came out of nowhere, like when you're wandering in like the high grass in a Pokemon game, and it's just like that random encounter. Instead, it's just me. So I was at Adventureland. I think this was the first time that I'd ridden Fireball, because it was 2022. I think it was July or June. It was right after the Coasting on Rye event, which you weren't at. I remember that. But Colin was. Hollywood Studios. He was there. And there was an Ace event going on at Adventureland the same day that I knew about, but I felt, I don't really want to do it because I've been here so many times. I've ridden pretty much everything except for Adventure Falls. I don't know if I ever did the Adventure Falls, which kind of came back and bit me.
That didn't age too well, the Adventure Falls skip of last year's Preservation Con.
I was like on Instagram, and I was like going through stories, and it was like, East Coaster fan, hey, I'm at Adventureland today. I'm like, yo, wait, are you here today? And we tried to meet up that day, kind of, but it fell through.
So that event was Long Island Coaster Fest. So that was the year before Preservation Con was at the park.
Wasn't Long Island Coaster Fest like a complete disaster too?
I wasn't a big fan of the event, just because I thought it wasn't organized the best. Like, it was really weird. Yes, Preservation Con was much better. But anyway, the day after that was something else called, I think, Coney Island Fest or Luna Park Fest.
Yes. So I remember it. And oh my god, I remember it was so hot that day.
It was scorching hot.
Holy crap. It was like 95 by like 10 in the morning, which is insane.
Perfect but it was that coasters.
It was that hot. And I remember we had Cyclone ERT, and shout out to the Purdue professor that was there that kind of became my buddy that day until I started branching out and talking to you. Cause then I forgot, did we meet right after the Cyclone ERT or did we meet later in the day?
So like we met later in the day. If I remember correctly, I think it was when we were in line for the slingshot.
Oh my god, yeah, yeah. That's right, that's right.
Although, I think you were ahead of me by like one. I was with someone else.
I went with, it was a, like, really small kid. Like, he was young. I remember he had like a Talon shirt on. I think the first thing that we did After that was the Wild Mouse, Tickler, which I remember it was just, I don't remember much about Tickler. I just remember riding it.
Then we started talking.
Yeah, and then one thing led to another. Throwathon, like, I remember seeing a bunch of people talking about Throwathon. I'm like, hey, maybe I should go. And I remember, like, leading up to that whole event, it was like a complete, nail biter if I was even going. Because I remember I messaged you because I was like, hey, I know you're from Long Island. Could you possibly, like, drive me there? And you were like, no, I'm in Delaware already. I remember it was a complete nail biter after that. And that's when I met Michael, and then I met Alex, and then Aiden and Hudson, and that became Awesome Gang.
Ooh. The Awesome Gang. So, I think after all this discussion, conversations, and a lot of interesting opinions, I think, being thrown around.
Epic yap battles of history going on.
I want to end off our conversation on the future. So, I know you have a very bright future ahead of you from what you actually just announced recently on your Instagram page. You could definitely go into more detail about that.
I'm going to college, baby.
Yeah, you're going to college.
Mechanical engineering at Quinnipiac University, class of 2028. It was really, the writing was really on the wall for a while for like, oh my God, like 2 years. I stole my tour guide from 2 years ago on Sunday when I committed. I was like, yo, just letting you know, I'm committing right now. Quinnipiac also has a beautiful campus, amazing engineering program. Just, it really clicked. So,
yeah, from what I've heard just from people who've gone there, the campus looks like so nice.
If you walk onto the quad like straight in a line and then turn to your left and look out this way, there's just a state park right there. Like Sleeping Giant State Park is right there. And it's just so beautiful. And like the fall when all the colors are changing, it's just like, oh my God. It's also, in terms of parks, it's close to Lake Compounds, about 30 minutes. Same with Quassi and Six Flags New England, which is about an hour away. So I'm gonna be using that pass a lot. Hopefully I'll get a job in the amusement industry, because I know they're incredibly hard to like get because it's such like a limited field. So hopefully in the future, that's just there in my future.
Yeah. And once again, I'm very excited for you. Congratulations on the Quinnipiac. And hopefully you like the world of mechanical engineering. It's something I love too.
I can't wait to not sleep.
Yeah, there are definitely late nights. But with that being said, I think that's where we're going to wrap up this episode of the Coaster Life podcast. So first off, I'd like to thank you, Dom, CoasterGuy95, for joining me on this episode of the Coaster Life podcast. We had a great conversation, I thought.
I can go on like these rambles and I'll just keep going and going and going and going and going and not shut up. So I'm happy with the conversation that we had. I'm just happy to be a guest on here.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I love sharing the lives of different coaster enthusiasts and interacting with different enthusiasts. That's what the whole point of this podcast and show is about, showcasing those lives. So with that being said, if you're interested in seeing more from our guest here at the Coaster Life podcast, feel free to follow him on Instagram and YouTube, both CoasterGuy95. Is there anything else you want to plug?
I don't know what I'm doing in the future, but I think I'm definitely going to be at Iron Menace opening day. So hopefully for that. And I think this is the first time I'm formally announcing it on social media. I am going to be at CoasterCon 46 in California. Oh, wait, is it 46? 45 was last year.
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. I don't know either. But it's CoasterCon this year at California's Great America, Discovery Kingdom, Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And then after, I'm heading down to Southern California. I'm hitting Magic Mountain, where I'm going to hit 200, hopefully, on X2. and then I'm going to Knott's, and then I'm heading back home. That is my whole sort of graduation trip for now for this, but stay tuned for 2028, where I'm going to do the entirety of Europe, and I'm also going to go to Dubai, baby.
Hopefully Falcons Fight will still be open.
I'm pretty sure it's going to explode by then.
Regarding the Coaster Life podcast itself, if you would like to see a video version of the Coaster Life podcast where you could see me waving my arms at the screen, doing all thumbs up and all sorts of other wacky things, feel free to watch the video.
I'm totally making the Soy Jack point face thing right now, like the pointing at the window thing. Totally doing that right now. So if you want to see that in glorious, like 4K, 1080p, 60 frames per second, come on.
Come on over to the East Coaster Fan YouTube channel, where we have the video version waiting for you. And vice versa, if you'd like to listen to just the audio version on any of your favorite podcasting services, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, feel free to listen to the show on there as well. Once again, we'll be coming out with more episodes on that bi-weekly schedule again, get back into the groove of things. And the next episode of the Coaster Life podcast will be fun, because it should be, at least my plan right now, to be my first reactions in regards to Iron Menace, which I'll be experiencing very soon.
Ooh.
So in that episode, I'll go into more depth about my experience riding that coaster with whatever guest I'm with at that time. Once again, thank you all so much for watching and listening to this episode of the Coaster Life podcast. And with that being said, go out there and live your very own coaster life. Bye, guys.
Bye.